It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are. You're here, their relatives probably aren't. They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Balloon hats.
Obviously, Mr. President.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow it's the big day, gentlemen. BYOB Friday with the Buzz Babe candidates, our final candidates. How are we doing on that? Are we doing okay?
We're doing very well. I feel very good about it.
And we will also have Judy Tenuta.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether she's a drinker or not.
We'll find out.
I have a guess.
How is your strawberry shake?
You know what? It needs to be colder. I need ice. Can we get an ice crusher?
Rob is very, very into this diet, and he's doing remarkably well.
It's working for
him. I'll have results tomorrow, the two-week results tomorrow.
But cold water is the key.
And what happened is we might have gone a minute or two late on that break, and maybe Colette closed up shop a minute or two early up front.
Access to the ice-cold water cooler.
It's very, very important.
Okay, you guys ready to talk pot?
I am.
Let's go. Let's get Doug Benson.
Pot.
Not me.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him on right now. Please welcome High Times Magazine Stoner of the Year 2006. I give you Doug Benson. Doug, how are you?
Hello.
How are you, Doug?
I'm good, thanks.
Your documentary, Super High Me, and incidentally, that's a very difficult title for those of us that kind of have to dance around, certain ethnic restrictions here. You have to say that a certain way or people are going to misunderstand that. You understand that,
yeah, you got
right?
to pause between high and me, otherwise it sounds like it's an awesome either Jewish or Mexican fellow fights crime.
Yes, very, very scary. And it chronicles you're going without smoking marijuana for 30 days and then consuming massive quantities for another 30 days. I have to ask you just before we start this interview, Doug, are you high right now?
I just might be.
Welcome. Welcome, friend. Now, Super High Me, 30 Days Without Pot, 30 Days With Pot, is out on DVD right now. And you can also see him on Best Week Ever, Pop Culture Bachelor. Mm-hmm. That's you. I heard, I didn't research this, but somebody told me that you're late to the party when it comes to, this Mary Jane stuff.
Yeah, I read that on, I believe, your IMDb page. Didn't you start smoking at a later time than most people?
Yeah, I tried it when I was a teenager, and I just didn't do it right or something. I didn't think it was for me, and then started up again in earnest when I was first started going out on the road as a stand-up comic working with other comedians. They showed me how to do it right. So I guess around the time I was about 27 is when I really got into it.
You're saying comedians smoke weed?
I think there's a couple of them out there.
Good for you. Good for you, Doug. No one likes a quitter.
As a matter of fact,
Willie Nelson has a similar story about he tried early and then got into it later.
Huh. The favorite advice you give kids is not to smoke pot until you become a stand-up professional comedian. Is that right?
Yeah, because that's it's the kind of job where you don't have much you have to do during the day, and then at night you just have to show up and act like a fool. So you might as well be high.
I'm kind of surprised this is out on DVD before you pitched it to the Disney Channel. I'm surprised at that.
I'm gonna pitch to them. I've got a new idea for the next High School Musical.
I'll bet.
We're gonna emphasize the word high more than school or musical.
This is an amazing concept. I assume you enjoyed, obviously, your second month more than your month without. Was it hard for you? I mean, because it would seem to be, 30 days, or if you do this on a regular basis, a little bit difficult to stay off weed, right?
Well, it was the most difficult part was I quit drinking for the entire 60 days in order to just sort of, keep the whole thing
pure.
Legit, because it's, when I can't smoke pot, it's an easy fallback to just have a drink. So I didn't drink the entire time, and that was much harder than 30 days off.
How old are you, Doug? How old a man are you, if you don't mind me
asking? I'm in my mid-40s, 84.
Perfect.
Teen. Did I mention teen?
Not yet. You're a teen guy.
When you do drink, what do you drink?
I like vodka.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Vodka and
lots
pot.
Of it.
Perfect combination. It's a good mix.
Yeah, you know, it is a good mix, and I try not to drive after.
That's very smart. A nice Thank message yeah. that we send out to the world here.
Yeah.
Don't do dope and don't drive when you've been under the influence.
Doug, how did you, by the way, become High Times Magazine Stoner of the Year?
How do you get that award?
Well, I think they were heavily influenced by the fact that I had been performing for that entire year, or the year leading up to that. I was in an off-Broadway show called The Marijuana Log.
Ah.
And so that was like kind of a big thing in the world of High Times Magazine at the time, that sure. there was an off-Broadway play that was completely about pot.
Who
was it? A musical?
No, it was, you know, it was like the Vagina Monologues, but with pot instead of vaginas.
I'm with you. I was just sort of funning.
Who introduced you?
That's all I do
you?
Is I just go through and I find things that are popular and I figure out a way to put weed in them. And you know.
You can put your weed in here.
Yeah. Who introduced you to this since you were late to the party? How did you get started in the first place?
Oh, if I had to name names, it would be comedians that you've probably heard of.
You could say Mr. X. That would be fine. You know, that would be okay. But it was on the stand-up circuit. That's where it happened.
Yeah, I mean, I can cite exactly the lineup that the other two comedians smoked pot and encouraged me to do so as well. And okay. they were Greg Proops and Brian Posehn.
Oh, Brian Posehn.
Shocker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We've had Brian on the show a couple of times.
He's all right.
You know, they're long nights on the road, fellas. You got to compensate any way you can.
That guy Brian True. Can't get by on his looks forever.
Do you feel that you have a stoner cult following now when you travel around the country?
Yeah, there's, you know, one or two people remember to come down to the comedy club to check it out, and they say things to me like, oh, I was going to bring you some weed, but I smoked it.
Yeah. You don't look like a stoner. You look like a very normal, except the eyes. I look at the eyes.
That's
and
the
I,
giveaway.
And the eyes are the tell, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've always had bad eyes, and I try to keep them from being red by using Visine and stuff, but I no matter what I do, when I'm on stage, people are always like, you were so high up there, and even when I wasn't. So it's sort of like I might as well be at this point.
When you've embraced this, you know, this whole pot thing, do you think you ever think about changing your look? Maybe going to a Rastafarian type of style? You know, the dreadlocks. You know, you wear the what's that knit thing that the Rastafarians wear around their hair? I forgot what it's called.
Dreadlocks. I thought. Oh, are you talking about the cap?
You see,
yeah,
well,
the cap itself. It's usually like red and yellow and green.
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Jamaica's colors. Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's just a wool hat or something. I don't know.
It looks like it's wool and stuff. Mm-hmm. You do have that conservative look. I'm sure you surprise a lot of people when you start.
It's a Rasta yarmulke is what it is.
that's what it is. Doug, what did you learn in your experiment of 30 days off and then 30 days very much on marijuana?
That's our newsman, Buzz, who incidentally probably sympathizes most with you, Doug, than anybody on this show.
Yeah, on
that sounded like such
days.
A severe news question you just asked
there's
him there.
There's a friend on the line.
What
did you learn?
I'd have to say, well, the one thing I learned, the major thing that was learned is that there's two major side effects when you're going to smoke pot
All
for
right.
30 days, and those are weight gain and fun having.
Is there a real danger of the latter? Huh?
Those things will happen. But,
the weight gain because it made you feel like you wanted to eat a lot?
Yeah, you do. You do want to eat a lot, and you do want to work out less. But I still, you know, I try. I think I worked out quite a few times over the 30 days, and that still wasn't enough to keep me from gaining some weight.
I'm not sure I understand. I just have to point of order here because I'm kind of confused. That
well, how can we help you?
30 days chronic, uh-huh. and you know, you never, and you're talking about massive quantities, right?
Yeah, they say that I consumed through edibles and smokables about
vaporizers.
They say I consumed $2,000 worth of weed in 30 days.
Wow, congratulations. Edibles.
No, I'm not applauding that, Buzz. Edibles and smokables. Sounds like something you find at Target. You
know, yeah.
Right by the checkout.
From Archer Farms.
You ought to try our brand new edibles. They're fabulous.
That's the amazing thing in the movie is that you see these people aren't aware of these stores that are all over Los Angeles and California
right.
in general where you can just walk in and show them a doctor's note and you can just buy all these different kinds of marijuana, you know, pills, brownies, cookies, and good old-fashioned weed. You could just buy it right over the counter and be on your way.
So how many illnesses did you fake in the month that you were on this to get the weed?
You just need the one. You need, you get a note from one of these doctors who just, they essentially just give out medical marijuana evaluations all day. I don't see them turning anybody away, because certainly if you say it's for depression or anxiety, how can they really confirm whether you have either of those things?
Was it Dr. Brian Poussin?
Yeah. Yes, I went to Motley Crue's doctor. You know him, Richard Feelgood.
Serious question. serious question. What about the actual lung function? You know, when you're doing that all the time, because I mean, I've heard Buzz has championed all the medical benefits of marijuana over the years, but really, you are smoking something. You're taking it into your lungs. I mean, did your breathing get affected at all when you were smoking all this weed?
Not, it didn't seem to, and I had a legitimate doctor, not that a medical marijuana doctor isn't legitimate, but, you know, I had a general practitioner, examine me at several points during the process, and, he gave me a pretty clean bill of health. He said that my, lungs were in pretty good shape before we started and, at the conclusion of the 30 days. Now, if I did that all day, every day for, you know, years and years, then that'd be a different story. And it's funny, I get messages on MySpace from people all the time. They'd say 30 days, big deal. I've been doing that for
30 years.
Yeah, for whatever it is. And I just always write back, yes, but you didn't get someone to film it.
I want to, Doug, I want to paint just a picture for Doug Benson here. I really want you. Rob and I are talking to you, and so is our news guy, Buzz. Rob and I are kind of sitting here with a smile on our face. Uh-huh. Buzz, it's like we're talking to the President of the United States.
Exactly.
He is so interested in all of this
now. I'm leaning forward and using gestures. Doug, here's a question that's going to set Mike on his ear, I think, and that is that you were tested. You took SAT and ESP test at the end of the 60 days.
Here we go.
And tell Mike what happened.
Well, the most shocking one of all is also I took a sperm test.
Yeah.
And in all of the tests, I did better when I got higher scores when I was under the influence of marijuana.
Now, listen, I want to talk to you about a man, Buzz Burbank, who has made a life out of giving the news. I believe it's every other day at least. We get
about,
a marijuana story. You're making a man's day right here. Will you take some calls from our listening audience?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, we've got Doug Benson. He's you've seen him on Best Week Ever. He's the pop culture bachelor. Yeah, Rob, you had a question?
Real quick, and I hate to dwell on this, but you say you gained weight. How does smoking something make you gain weight? Does it slow your metabolism?
Oh, no, it makes, you know.
It's the munchies, Rob.
He said that wasn't it.
No, I never denied that it was the munchies.
I'm sorry, I don't speak pot.
Rob, I thought you were more pot literate than I was pot literate.
I don't know.
Is it weed literate or pot literate?
No,
then,
I just
Doug?
Don't. I don't talk about the munchies very much because it's like it's such a common every stoner comic that's going to be the main go to. So I try to avoid that word in the subject. But it's true, you get hungry, and that's why medical marijuana is so good for AIDS and cancer patients, because when they're nauseous and they can't hold food down, the marijuana helps them. You know, it increases their appetite.
And it's funny when you say every stoner comic, do you have influences in your comedic career? Do you have people that you've looked
up? Oh, of course. I mean, the biggest influence in my career and my life probably just passed away. George Carlin.
Right. George Carlin was the man, and he makes no secret about his love of substance occasionally in his career. He talked about it all the time.
Oh yeah, and he had serious problems. I mean,
you don't have any serious problems.
SAT scores up.
That's right, and sperm count up too.
Everything's better. Yeah, everything's better on pot. But also, I don't I don't smoke as heavily as I do in the movie in my day to day life. I mean, sometimes I'll go, I'll go 10, 15 minutes without smoking.
God, why am I applauding? My God, let's take a call from Virginia. Let's go to Chris in Virginia. You got a question for Doug Benson. Doug's movie is Super High Me, 30 Days Without Pot, 30 Days With. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
About 5 years ago, I used to smoke probably 6-7 times a day. I was in the best shape of my life.
Here we go.
I would run. It did the exact opposite thing for me as it does for most people, whereas, like, you'd get lazy, I would get, like, hyperactive, and I always had to be doing something.
All right.
But everything was still exactly as funny.
Okay,
so, I mean,
glad to hear your bio. Thanks. Yeah, Doug, I got to tell you, you must get people. It's got to get tiresome when people are telling you their hero stories when you're out on the road. It's got to happen to you a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Man, let me tell you, I smoked pot one time, and I actually lifted a car off a guy. It was amazing. I mean, people are,
there are a lot of people. I drink all the time, but yes, I'm really not necessarily out there waving the flag for it.
Well, because yours is legal.
But is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Is because the world's against you.
You'd be waving a flag if booze was illegal.
Yes. Well, are you going to be testifying on Capitol Hill anytime soon, Doug?
Oh, I hope so, because I'm the first to say, alcohol and weed, they both have their drawbacks, but I will take a stoner over a drunk any day, because a drunk will a drunk will repeat the same thing over and over again, while a stoner will use a million words when three or four will do.
I want to tell you something, Doug Benson. You may have a friend in Buzz Burbank. You're starting to piss me off a little bit here. You know, I have been completely inebriated. I never repeat myself, and I'm actually I've saved people.
You have.
Yes,
I'm
lying. It doesn't matter. Let's take another call for Doug Benson. Oh, go ahead.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, let's go to Steve in Maryland with a question for Doug Benson. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, there could be a lot of questions, but I was just wondering if Doug knows the stand-up Jim Brewer.
Yeah, of course I know Jim. He's a bit of a trailblazer.
Blazer being the optimum word here.
He co-starred with Dave Chappelle in Half Baked, which a lot of stoners love to sit around and watch.
He always denied, but he always used his eyes and his appearance for his show. But he always denied it. But I thought he was the funniest looking guy. Constantly looks stoned.
Oh yeah, he probably is.
Okay, very good. That's what I wanted to hear, Doug.
So you're going to take this thing out on the road. Your whole purpose of this documentary. My question would be this: did you do this? You know, is it primarily for comedic value? Are you an agenda documentary here? You're trying to send a message out, or what's the purpose of it? I mean, is it pure comedy, or is it actually, hey, you might actually learn something in the process? Marijuana's wonderful for everybody.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where there's definitely some collateral success. I certainly set out to just make a movie about me and my comedy and doing this silly experiment to see, to see what would happen. And then I guess the agenda might have been that what would probably happen would be nothing particularly alarming, and that, maybe more people would be open to the idea that, a regular person could smoke pot and not be a menace to society. So it's got a message, but the movie ends up being political just by its very nature, because there's so many still people out there that think smoking is wrong. So that's all I set out to do. But the filmmakers, the director and the producers of the movie, they were a little bit more serious minded. So that's, I got to give them credit for putting some of the more serious aspects of the issue in the movie, because if it were completely up to me, it would just be, goofy from beginning to end.
Let me ask you this question, Doug, because if I do, Buzz will give me a dollar. How does the quality of the weed at the legal marijuana store in Los Angeles stack up to what you might get from another source?
Good pot question, Rob.
Very good. This is going to blow Buzz's mind. Get your dollar in advance.
He's getting it out.
Because he's going to have to sit down, and you're going to have to get him a cold towel. It's as good or better than what you get on the street for the same price or less.
Wow. I'm feeling depression coming on.
We know we got to let you go, Doug.
Let me get
one more question on the air for Doug Benson. Jason from Sacramento, go ahead. You got a question for Doug.
First off, Doug, I really want to thank you for what you've done. I mean, someone in the mainstream. No, this is for real. Yeah. I'm glad that somebody's out there that can bring the audience in there to see this.
I'm playing the America music right now, Doug, in the background. I'm playing the America music.
Excuse Mike wanting everybody to have cirrhosis of the liver, but...
Oh, okay. Don't listen. Your vice is not better than my vice, pal.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Fine. I'm hanging up on you. The accolades are coming in for you, Doug. You must be thrilled.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah, he sure was.
He came out for a stoner. He came out swinging. You don't usually see that.
Man, he went right to my liver, man. I really feel challenged.
Most potheads I know never have ever used the word cirrhosis.
And that's the way it should always be.
That guy is my hero.
Doug, we loved having you on the show. The documentary is Super High Me. 30 Days Without, 30 Days With, All Day, out on DVD right now. Where are you? I know you do a lot of stand-up around the country. Where are you going to be? We're in Sacramento, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Wichita, everywhere. Where are you going to be, Doug?
None of those places.
Good for you.
You're a good man. Good luck with the DVD.
I'll be really close to some of those places. So just if people want to know where I'm going to be, they can go on my MySpace page And it's just my name, Doug Benson. And then also, be sure to, if you can't find the movie in stores, because sometimes they put it in weird spots.
Yeah, I wonder why that would be.
They hide it from the children.
Of course they do.
Just go to Amazon.com. It's very easy to order over Amazon.
Well, good luck with your crusade, and obviously a lot of people find you a great American out there. And I hope we see you all over the place. Good luck with your comedy career and everything. And try to relax, Doug, okay, please?
I will try. It's difficult.
You're a good man, and thanks for coming on the show.
We salute
you, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's
Doug Benson, everybody. Buddy.
Little Doug.
Friend of mine.
My favorite part was the pause, 1,000 to 1,000. That was awesome.
It's timing. Comedy timing.
Speaking of timing, we've been talking about the district's gun situation.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court actually... what did they do exactly? They said you can now have guns in the house for self-defense, where before it was illegal.
You can have guns and marijuana in your house.
That would seem to be the effect of the court's ruling. What they said was the city's law banning handguns is unconstitutional. So it's up to the city now. This, by the way, does not go into effect for another 21 days.
Well, we'll get a clarification on all this with a spokesman for, not a spokesman, but somebody who's an expert on D.C. politics.
Oh, good.
A gentleman that knows all there is to know about politics in Washington, D.C.
Oh, good.
He's been in it for a very long time. He might like Doug Benson also.
Really?
From what I've heard in the past.
Friend
but
of his as well.
He'll be talking about guns and you know, the laws in D.C. and everything else. He's a genius when it comes to the ways of politics, and I'm sure he's up on this subject
Brilliant
as well.
Brilliant statesman.
Is he on the other side of the door?
He's not on the other side of the door. He hasn't come into the building yet.
Oh, good.
But, he's on the limo.
He is sweating, Rob, and he'll be joining us right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.